Hachette Audio presents Zombie Mission. Written by Darren Chan. Read by Emma Galvin. Then, Becky Smith's father was a bully and a racist. She lived a double life under his reign. For instance, her best friend Vinyl was black, so she could never talk about him at home. Her favorite teacher, Mr. Burke, was of mixed race, so she had to pretend to dislike him. Bee never stood up to her abusive father. It was easier to play along and act as if she was racist too. She didn't think any harm could come of it. Until the day of the zombie uprising. As she was trying to escape from her school, her dad screamed at her to throw a black boy to a pack of advancing zombies to stall them. Accustomed to doing whatever he told her, she obeyed. Horrified by what she had done, Bee at last told her father what she truly thought of him and fled. When she was turned into a zombie soon after, part of her was glad. It meant she wouldn't have to live with her shame and guilt. But Bee had been injected with a secret vaccine when she was a child. It gave her the ability to fight the zombie gene and regain her senses. Death was not the end for Miss Smith. After a spell of captivity, in an underground complex run by the army, Bee escaped and wound her way across London. She found temporary shelter with an artist who lived in an old brewery on Brick Lane. Later, she crossed...